locker room. And, Tom, you guys are not ones for moral victories, but, man, you guys played good tonight.
Yeah, we did. And I told our guys we're making strides, and we got to be happy with that, but we can't be content with a loss either. But, again, there's a lot of good things in place right now, and we want to build on it. And the bottom line is next weekend we open our WCHA conference action, and hopefully, again, this carries over. The kind of intensity and that kind of passion carries over into next weekend.
Well, second period, Tom, last night obviously was where the Gophers were able to kind of pull the game away with the shorty and the power play goal. But tonight, you guys really came out and took it to them in the second period. Any reason why, you know, as far as last night to tonight, second period, you guys were so much better?
No, I mean, this you never know. I mean, who knows? The bottom line is we played with a lot of jam that second period. You know, Minnesota didn't, and that's sports in general. I mean, none of us have a crystal ball to know why, but we played hard. I think, you know what, momentum's kind of a frame of mind, and we had momentum in the second period. We kept our foot on the gas pedal. I think we saw that we were having success on the forecheck with our puck pressure, and I think it continued on. And obviously, sometimes the worst thing that can happen is the intermission.
Yeah. A lot of success in hockey comes from just finding a dead spot in the zone and having a guy find you, and certainly Matt Prepovesis did that on that goal, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And, Prep's probably our best player, and he's our captain, and he's a three-time captain, and, you know, you found a way to get it done, and you look for your... You know, you look for those kind of guys in a key situation, and he delivered.
Well, and you get Marcus Gerbrand again. He one of your leading scorers, and he came through for you tonight too.
Yeah, no, he did. I mean, those guys, again, that's, you know, it's their time right now. And Marcus is a junior. He had 15 goals last year. He's experienced. You know, he thrives in these types of situations. And, again, same thing. I mean, that was a quick stick off that end board play that we had. And it was a nice goal.
You guys were picked to finish eighth in the WCHA, and I mentioned to Biss during the game that if there are seven teams better than the way you guys are playing, this is going to be a heck of a run through the league. But I realize you're going to have ups and downs, but how can you sustain this as long as possible?
Who knows, guys? Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. You know what? We haven't done anything yet. Yeah, we played some good hockey, but the bottom line, we're still 1-3. I mean, we know who we played. We played good teams, and we respect those teams. And, you know, we've done well on the road, but you have to maintain intensity in the league, too. And the last time I looked, our teams are winning a lot of hockey games in our league, too. So there's no pushovers there. And what we've accomplished the last 2 years, which isn't a lot, we better not get too far ahead of ourselves.
Best of luck next week, Tom.
All right, thanks, guys.